Julie Gallathorpe this morning with us on our Wednesday Chit Chat. We're talking about anger. What can people do if they're feeling or coping with anger or are exhausted with coping with other people's anger? What can they do?
Well, first, stay in your own skin. You know, people who are angry have this need to pull others into it because then they can feel validated that the other person sees their point, or they're just looking for someone to engage with. So I realize that staying non-reactive can be a challenge, but create expectations for yourself and check your own behavior. Try not to get so focused on how the other people are behaving. Look at how you're behaving. When I work with people who have outbursts of anger, it's often symptomatic of something else, trauma, feeling unsafe, a sense that they need to keep others safe. If this is you, the best thing you can do is learn to tune into your body response so when you are activated, which often looks like anger, you know what to do to settle your body down and respond rather than react. Finally, if you have anger, you are responsible for managing it. It's not okay to bully others or rage on people. People can understand, but they don't need to, nor should they tolerate it. And it's really important that we try to see the positive in all this. Seeing the negative doesn't make you more intelligent than the person who sees the positive. Try to avoid criticizing other people's efforts or what they have done wrong. We live in a society where there's this constant commentary that has taken on a blaming tone. And just a heads up, if you're going to participate in that blame and that anger, it's going to frustrate you and fuel that own dissatisfaction that you're going to have with your life.
Well, we see what's going on in the country, particularly in Ottawa over the last 3+ weeks, and we've dealt with the pandemic for the last 2 years. People have lost their jobs. We've been restricted for many months at home, small circle of friends. You can see where the frustration, plays out with Canadians. With things starting to open up, I'm sensing that more and more people will become positive just because of their space. That's how I look at this thing.
That's optimistic, Sean. And I think that's about looking at when we don't feel as trapped. And remember, when we feel trapped, you're more likely to feel frustrated and angry. So releasing that, getting out, being around people, connected, reminding yourself that there's good, nice people in this world. That's also a resource.
You wanted to mention your website. You're doing something special now?
Well, on Valentine's Day, we launched TikTok. It's under Therapist Julie for anyone that wants to look that up. And each day we're going to give 3 tips on creating mental wellness and positivity in your own life. And yes, you can also access it through Instagram. But yes, through TikTok, Therapist Julie.
Ooh, I'm going to follow you guys right now.
Great guy.
All right. Thanks, Julie. You have a nice day.
Thanks. Everyone have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.